5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Connor Eastpans.
Yes.
Where do you think you would have ended up if you didn't end up where you are now?
Probably like living off like other people's tax money, probably. Most okay. likely.
Rock
off
on.
The government.
That's hardcore. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably like on like some sort of Medicare plan.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
What would your job or just like no job?
No job. The only real job I ever had was like spinning the sign outside Little Caesars.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I did that for like 2.5 weeks and
were you
it was
good
too
at
hot.
It?
No. Like I didn't do any tricks or anything.
That's funny. I had a similar thing as well, and it was at Dunkin' Donuts down Ooh. The street from me. Yeah.
Didn't you work like one day there?
I did 90% of the training. So like I put in my
paid training.
I put in my social security card. They got all my information. I went through the whole training situation. I found out how much sugar they put in like a large iced coffee because there's like buttons you press.
There's a lot
you
of
know,
it.
You put the thing in and it's like, oh, they want a large iced coffee. You press the button. It's like... It falls in and you can hear it. It's like, and it's like a mountain. It's like maybe if it's this much, it's like this much. It's just pure granular sugar.
What wow. made you go to Dunkin'?
It's right down the street.
Yep. Oh, gotcha. So what happened with the training? Did you fail out or did you?
I don't know what happened. I don't.
I think you washed out of Dunkin'.
I think
school.
I might have failed out because it was a lot. It was a little stressful. There was a lot. I don't think I was ever built for working in food service, to be honest with you.
Dude, I don't think you were built for anything at that level because you washed out of the Staples training too.
No, I didn't. I passed because I worked at Staples.
No, I had. So I asked our manager because I was working at Staples in high school. I asked our manager, hey, can my friend get a job here? He's like, have him fill out the online 50 questionnaire. It's like right. multiple choice. They're like ethical questions.
Right.
And Ted failed it. And he was like, your buddy failed it. And I was like, okay, what can he interview? He's like, no, you got to. It's like a system. It's automated.
Here, listen.
So I had to go to Ted's
Sorry,
house
man,
and
tell
do
us
it.
The truth. It was probably something like, do you care about women? I was like, yeah, duh.
No, it's probably like, will Hell you yeah. forcibly sell this plan to people who don't want it? And you were like, no, of course not.
We got Connor Eats Pants as our first guest. Let's take it easy.
Am I the first guest ever?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're wow. the first guest ever on Take It Easy.
This will be like the 17th or 18th episode.
Well, because I'll tell you the truth. Last time we were in town, as a group, when the chuckle thing and we all went to dinner, I'm gonna reveal Tucker right now. He was delighted with you.
Oh.
Tucker was delighted.
I said Connor was a treat.
Yeah.
We should definitely
said you were
have
an
Connor
actual
on.
Treat. And we were trying to figure out who we wanted as the first guest. I told you this. We were trying to figure out who we wanted as the first guest. And it was like, you know, Connor.
Wow.
Connor's got to be the guy.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You sound like yeah. my ex.
Whoa.
Wow.
Right
whoa.
Here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. And it's
why
do
you guys break up?
I don't know. Oh. Just different places at different times.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't, she sucked.
Yeah. No, we don't have to dive in if
yeah,
you
what
want.
What the fuck, man? This
well, I don't know. He brought it up. I don't know.
I did bring it
I
up.
Thought maybe he wanted to kind of get
you
something
wanna,
out.
Let's just bring out all the ex shit right now. Welcome, Connor, to the podcast. We things are a little bit different now, as you might see. This is
right.
a different set. You know, we don't have a luxury set anymore,
right?
But we
chill,
are still luxury boys, and
luxury.
You know,
water.
We're gonna be setting some. We're gonna be setting some examples here for guest episodes in the future by creating a luxury experience for you. You're gonna blanket it up.
Yeah. No, I asked for a blanket, and it was provided.
We've got you some Saratoga water.
You got me Saratoga water, which is pretty nice. I'm on a beautiful couch.
Yeah.
Beautiful home.
Thank you.
You decorate well, I will say.
Thank you.
You do.
Oh, that, oh man. If you wanted to butter me up, that was the perfect thing
you
to
do.
Say.
It's,
you
do. There's
that
stuff
was
everywhere.
Like a,
it's very like...
Oh, man.
It's very
that was like a...
At,
that was
right?
like a...
It's fun to look at.
That was a soul read you yeah. just did on me just then.
You do a good job.
Thank you, man.
It's really diverse, too. Like, it's not just pictures. Like, it's got a lot of texture.
I think the... how you know it's like well decorated is like it's very dense with things, but it doesn't feel crowded.
Oh,
it's not messy.
You are too nice.
Well,
oh, I'm feeling so good right
sounds
now.
Like
I'm
my
buzzing
ex.
Like a minute.
Oh, so you were the problem?
Yeah. Well.
Oh yeah.
That's jeez. What I heard.
You're too nice. Yeah. So do you believe in the nice guy theories?
Nice guy? What does that mean?
You know, oh, these women, they just don't want a nice guy. They want like a chat.
Like, am I an incel? Yeah.
Yeah, we're asking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say I subscribe to that line of thought.
Yeah. Do you think that I've always been curious since you've always done, I'm sure everyone talks about this with you on a podcast, but Fortnite Friday, everybody loves it. You were doing Fortnite Friday for a while before. I mean, I've known you since you had originally been doing Fortnite Friday when you had like was it But the you recently had Jacob Sartorius on.
Yeah,
wasn't it like a bit that you wanted
it was
him
a bit,
on?
It was a bit for a while that I'd be like,
yeah,
anytime like a celebrity crossed paths with me in any way, I'd be like, oh, Fortnite Friday. Like,
yeah.
Come on my because like it's just I took the name of that show from like Keemstar's old like
oh,
stupid thing he did.
Yeah, the
one
stupid
time.
Fucking like when Fortnite was like in its infancy.
Yeah,
it was
he
like,
did like these
like...
stupid influencer tournaments that were terribly run. And then like he like had to cancel it because like Fortnite like copyright claimed it and was like, you can't call it that. It has to be like Friday featuring Fortnite. So
oh.
then Keemstar like stopped it. But I don't
good that's good.
I don't know how to trademark something anyway.
I'll be honest, out of all scenarios, I do almost always love to see Keemstar lose.
Dude, he's great. Gotta yeah. get him on the show.
Is he still relevant?
I don't see him anymore, but I also have him like I follow him on Twitter, but I have him muted also.
Well, you don't go to many
Twitter.
High schools, so you probably wouldn't see him.
Oh yeah, that is true. That is where he likes to
he's
hang
going
out.
To high school again?
Well yeah, he's dating like a 4
that's
year
where
old
his
or
dating
something.
Pool is.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I don't keep up with Keemstar.
Yeah, he
never since iDubbbz dropped that thing on him recently.
Recently.
I stopped paying attention.
When did you wake up from your coma?
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we brought him out of cryo state just to so he could start his content creator career.
Thank you
yeah.
for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Yep. Yeah. That's
I've just been funneling money through Tucker's bank account while he's in cryostasis just to, you know, make the taxes work. But then I was like, I'll bring
oh,
him
the
back.
Taxes.
You don't
the,
even
trust me,
pay
the
those
taxes
anymore.
Are working. Oh, you don't?
That's, yeah, well, no. I mean, that's where things are looking, right?
Yeah, I mean, IRS, so they just fired everybody. So it's like
then what did I just give all my savings away to?
I don't know.
Dude, you gave it to Elon.
Uncle Sam.
Oh. Yeah. Uncle Sam.
Yeah, well, that's gonna that you basically just bought a Cybertruck for someone else.
There's a lot of Cybertrucks around these days.
Too many.
Yeah.
Well, in my neighborhood in Massachusetts, we have a lot of Teslas that are now sporting the anti-Elon stickers.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
kind of
revealed for a second there. Well, I was gonna notify you, but
what?
You're good now.
What?
He almost got revealed to the world. He almost got on FeeFinder.
Oh, the dogs were almost
yeah,
out?
Yeah, true.
You're kind of revealed to the world right now.
What do you mean?
You're clean shaven.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Connor showed up with a full...
And he looks... And I've been telling him this.
A full thing.
He looks good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you ever had a full beard before?
No, I never decided to do it before.
Yeah.
What changed?
Yeah, what inspired you?
Your ex? Think I had like a 2 week. Well, kind of, no. But like I had like a 2 week like depressive episode. So oh, I just didn't shave.
Rock on.
And like, then you're right, like, cool. Oh, damn, this looks good.
I was like, I didn't even feel that. I was like, I went out and someone was like, oh, I like it. I was like, all right, well, maybe I'll try it.
Yeah.
How so long
do you
it?
Clean it up and stuff?
I like trim it.
Nice.
But like I don't really put too much thought into my appearance.
It looks good. It's very full. Like you got going on the cheeks and stuff is like not something that is possible for me.
Oh.
That's why I only was rocking the mustache because it was like nothing else was.
I like the mustache.
Thank you. Yeah. No,
it was an accident, right?
Yeah, it was.
Well, yeah,
it was,
you should talk about it.
It was an accident. I
2 week
I guess
depressive episode.
Yeah. And then I shaved it as the opposite effect. Yeah. No. I thought I had put on the thing that keeps the shaver at a certain height properly. Yeah, the guard. And I was like, cool. I start going and I'm like, oh wow, I must have grown a lot in the recent period. Take it off. Just half the mustache gone.
Should have kept it like that. That would have been funny.
I started filming right away. I was like, this is part of the story now. Cause there's no way I can be filming a video and then just like randomly just my mustache disappears.
Right.
People would be like, what just happened?
You got recast.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Recast as a new guy.
New Ted.
You're going to grow it right back? It looks like it's already coming in.
Well, this is where it was. This is what happened to it. And so I'm like, okay, maybe I'll try to, cause I'm going to Europe over the summer.
Oh, do they allow that?
And I feel like having a mustache in Europe is kind of the move.
That's right.
That's like a power move.
Yeah.
Big, tall, handsome American with a big, thick mustache.
Yeah, I'm like, I come in and I'm like, yeah, I'm back in the guy.
They
at
love
home.
It. Americans are cool again. That's what they're saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They actually love us.
And you know what?
Do you think Trump did that?
Everyone
the Pope. The Pope.
Oh,
did
the
that.
Pope.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah, everyone's Catholic now.
Yeah. I converted.
Really?
Yesterday.
What were you?
I don't know.
Ted, you're Catholic.
I was raised Catholic.
I'm still a blank slate. No one's claiming
that counts.
Does it count?
I think so.
I've definitely got investment in it. Like, I watched him come out. I watched them do the Pope drop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the Pope came out? Wow.
Yeah, no. He's very progressive.
That's awesome.
It was a very shocking moment. Do you know what's funny about the Pope thing? When you weren't hearing about the Pope at all, other than when J.D. Vance was, you know, goat went and stuff like that. He killed him. When people are deciding who the Pope is, I've never seen so many people be so invested in, like, does the Pope really matter that much?
That's what I've always wondered, because you hear about him basically once, and then you hear about him again when he dies.
Yeah.
But in between.
Yeah, I see people begging on TikTok. They're like, we need a conservative Pope, or like, we need a progressive Pope. And I'm like, can he do anything? Like, he's just the Pope.
I think he just gives like vague
He kind of sets the tone.
He's like, don't kill
people.
Yeah,
he sets the tone. That's a good way to
put it. He's like guys.
It's an institution that's just so old that it's like, it kind of has like respect. And I imagine that like they have like some sort of like backdoor influence on a lot of world politics.
Yeah, well, do you know that there's 1.4 billion Catholics?
Whoa.
Wow. Where are they mostly growing or
living? All in China. All in China. Everybody in China is Catholic.
There is a...
Are there Catholics in China?
So there is a Catholic population in China. I know this because when I went to China...
You went to China?
I went to China, yeah, in 2015 on a school trip.
Oh, wow.
All right, easygoers, this episode of Take It Easy is sponsored by HelloFresh. Once the sun starts shining and the weather warms up, I need to be eating well. And not takeout. I'm talking about delicious, home-cooked meals. Meals with real ingredients, mind you. Enjoyed under blue skies with a drink in hand.
Now, Tucker, while I can't promise you the margarita, I can help you with the food. Sounds like you need HelloFresh.
Ted, what's HelloFresh?
HelloFresh makes it easier to fit quick home-cooked meals into your schedule every week by curating delicious meals like pasta primavera, chicken Dijon, and pecan-crusted trout, as well as over 100 seasonal snacks, sides, and treats. Every HelloFresh meal uses high-quality ingredients, including seasonal fresh produce and proteins that travel from the farm to your doorstep, baby.
And I can personally say, HelloFresh was a lifesaver when Emma and I were in college. We used it every night.
It saved us time, it saved us money, and it saved us stress.
Personally, I'm someone who prefers pre-made meals to save time, which is why I was super excited that HelloFresh now offers their new ready-made meals. These offer chef-crafted, flavorful dishes that are ready in just 3 minutes. Now I can eat and work without compromising on taste, health, or homemade quality.
Feel great with meals that fit your spring schedule and make this season even more delicious.
Go to HelloFresh.com/TakeItEasy10FM now to get 10 free meals with a free item for life.
One per box with an active subscription.
Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan.
It was Easter, and I was not really interested in religion growing up at all. But on Easter, they gave us this option. You could either go to this mall, walk around this mall in Beijing, or for those of you who are Catholic or Christians, there's actually an Easter Mass happening like down the street in Beijing. And I was like, whoa, well, I am Catholic. Maybe it would be like the right thing to do to go to this Catholic Mass.
That would be good.
So I go. I go to the mall, go around to these cool stores and like get Chinese McDonald's, whatever. Or
it's like McDonald's, but Chinese.
Yeah, it's like McDonald's, but Chinese.
I got McDonald's in Switzerland, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
You can't trust that.
Yeah.
No, they weren't putting whatever we're putting in it.
You get the chance to shout Chinese McDonald's.
Yeah.
Have you had it?
No, but I've only heard good things.
Did you have it? I think I did, and it was really good. I had Chinese Burger King, and I had a Whopper there, and I remember it being incredibly fresh taste. It was like really good. But anyways, I go to this Mass with like a group of people, and it was the worst decision of my life. Nothing was in English. It was like this dark, it was like a weird church. It was a weird Catholic church. There was like a gazebo in the middle. There was a lot of different rituals that I hadn't seen before. It was Catholic, like they were doing communion and stuff like that. And they had TVs on the screens where they were put subtitles, and I was like, oh great, they're gonna have subtitles and stuff. Mandarin, all the Mandarin. So for 3 hours, not knowing a lick of Mandarin Chinese, I'm sitting there and I just have to, and I'm just like watching and listening, and I'm just like, I could have been at the fucking mall.
I bet you got bonus points with God though for that one.
Yeah.
Because he was like, wow, you sat through that for me.
Yeah, in but Chinese. at the same time, because
I wouldn't do that.
He's reading my mind and he's like listening to me be like, this is
can
so
God
fucking
read
mine?
Do you think God can read your mind?
Probably.
Because like, if you're having intrusive thoughts,
I just don't know how.
Or is it all action?
If he can't, then that sort of changes the whole situation on prayer. That makes us all seem a little crazy, doesn't it?
Oh, I didn't think about prayer.
Yeah.
I went to Christian school growing up, so I feel like I have an authority on this subject.
Yeah.
That they like I could pray in my brain, they said. So I imagine that they can hear.
Okay.
They
so,
them God.
And you. So that's was that a Protestant like a.
Yeah, I
surely
think
like
so.
An evangelical or something.
No,
like
it was just like kind of like general vague. Like it was just like there were Catholic people there. They were like,
oh, okay,
non-denominational people. Yeah.
So God knows what you're thinking from your
My experience. Yeah.
Okay.
From my understanding. And when you went to Chinese church, did you like leave a review? Because like you said that like I was interested in how you describe it. You're like, oh, I went to the church, but it was all in Chinese. Like, what did you expect? You went to Chinese church.
I don't know. I thought it was like a big city. Like I was, well, first of all, I was...
You were like 16.
Yeah, I was 16 years old, so...
We had just started hanging out when you did that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't really know much about anything. I made an impulsive decision, and I don't know. There was like a lot... I was on a guided trip, and there was often a lot of opportunities to interact with people in English. So, I don't know. I got blindsided by the fact that there was a possibility that that they weren't expecting a team of like 7 American teenagers to come in and need to like accommodate to them.
Right.
Like, yeah. But it was, I just remember, I have like only have flashes because now at this point it's been 10 years, which is crazy to think about. But I have like flashes of it just being in dark, like a dark room in a pew. And there's just, it was like the spookiest Easter Mass I had ever been to.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if the new Pope would go to Chinese Catholic Church.
That's a good question. What's the Pope's stance on China usually?
Well, he's American.
So probably not too great.
I don't know. I mean, I'm American and I kind of like China.
What's your vibe?
I don't know. I feel like they have good vibes lately.
Lately? What changed? Well, we've been having some issues, right?
Yeah. And like, yeah, I think that like, what's the word? Western like centric kind of worldview that like I've had growing up has like faded. And so I'm like, oh, like I kind of like look at the whole world.
Sun's
now.
Rising in the east.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, well, interesting economic policy you guys have. Nice, wow. Yeah.
Everybody gets something.
Everybody gets a little something. It's
nobody
like, wow.
gets everything.
Nobody gets everything. It's like, okay.
Yeah,
they have
like
more
that.
Billionaires than we do. Which
do they have more billionaires?
Yeah, I found that out yesterday.
Well like they.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
It's a bit.
They
skewed.
Have a lot of people though.
They have a lot of people.
So I bet we still have more by percentage of population, right?
I don't know what the metric is.
Tucker's like, we gotta have more.
We gotta be winning. Like,
oh, man.
If we don't have more How billionaires, I am gonna have the worst fucking day.
Yeah.
Well, because if we don't have the most billionaires, then we're bad at our own game.
We are bad at it. That's the thing, though, is we are bad at it.
Yeah, we're... Yeah.
Oh, are we really?
We're pretty bad
We're getting bad.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What was
that's
I fighting
what
for?
That's what, yeah, I was going to say, that's what you were fighting for.
Well, we don't have to pay taxes anymore, so...
Dude, I just paid my taxes, and it was fucking brutal.
That's because you didn't
ever,
probably.
Did you ever almost go into the military, or am I just thinking of something fake?
You look like you could have been in.
Thanks, I think. Actually, I don't know if that's a compliment.
He was in. Yeah. That would be, he'd be insulting himself if it...
That's fair.
Dude, right. Thanks for making that work.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't know where that was going.
No, I wasn't almost in the military.
I don't know. I feel like there was...
I lived in the woods for like 3 months.
In
Georgia?
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I remember that story.
You got
are
any
you,
spooky stories from the woods
you,
in Georgia?
No.
Are you able to talk about that?
Yeah, I've talked about it a little bit. I went to like a wilderness therapy program on accident.
On accident.
Yeah, no, this is...
Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
This story is insane. I mean, it's like...
I had like bad anxiety in high school, and so I tried to like get like treatment for it.
Yeah.
So I heard about this program from like a therapist I went to that like wasn't very good, and they didn't really describe it too well, and they were like, oh, it'll help. And I was like, oh, okay, awesome. So it was like, they're like, oh, it's a facility in like Arizona. And so
right.
I went there, and then once I went there and like said goodbye to like my mom, like they like were like, okay, we're going out to like the woods. And I was like, okay, cool. And again, I wasn't asking any questions at the time because I just assumed I was like going to go see a doctor or something.
Yeah. And like, you just have anxiety.
Yeah. I just have anxiety, like whatever, OCD, whatever it is at the time. And so then they, I get in like a van with these other kids, and like we go out. And then, like, camp overnight. And, like, I didn't fully grasp what was going on at that point. Like, I was like, oh, okay, like, if I don't like this, like, I'll be able to, like, leave.
Yeah.
And then, like, I found out that, like, oh, I don't get to communicate, like, with my family. Like, I, like, write letters, and then, like, they maybe get the letters. I found out, like, years later that, like, my letters were, like, censored, or, like, they removed letters that were, like, asking
shit.
To leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I was out there for, like, 3 months. But, like, when I got out there, these kids were like, oh, what are you in for? And I was like,
oh
like.
So you basically went to woods jail.
You went to like juvie.
Yeah. So like literally, like our.
Your parents accidentally sent
you to juvie.
It was more so me than my parents, but yes.
You just weren't asking a lot of questions at the time.
Yeah, I just wasn't asking many questions.
So
it's a complicated story.
It's one of those things too, where it's like, I wonder what your therapist was thinking. I mean, we obviously know that therapist.
I think
wasn't.
She just sent people. Like,
do you think that she got like money for it, like a
commission?
I think there is like some sort
no,
of
no,
like,
no. That's like a thing that
yeah.
happens with doctors.
No, I believe
it.
I think there was maybe something like that. I don't really totally know.
Wow. I went to a forced camp as well,
so that's actually something you guys could probably relate on. Actually,
you went to
now
a forced
that
camp,
yeah. So
ROTC,
yeah, basically. So I was going to go into the Marines. I was like hell bent on it from like 12 years old on, and I did, but so my parents were. They were like, you have to go to college. They were so upset about it. So, and my grandfather was in the Army as an officer, though. He went to school first at Norwich. So, Norwich has a summer camp every year.
And where is that? That's in?
Vermont. It's the college that started ROTC, like 200 years ago or something. And so, they have this camp that is essentially, like, you drop your kid off and they are, like, locked there. They're wearing, like, a camouflage uniform every day. Get up at 4 a.m., like, screamed at, like, the works. It's boot camp. And I did not want to go at all. My parents, like, dragged my ass up there.
He really... Because
they
were friends at the time, too. It was like, Tucker was, like, getting kidnapped was sort of the vibe.
It was
just
horrible.
Like, Tucker was being taken away. Like, Tucker was like, my parents are making me do
and
this
And it was,
thing,
like,
and
middle
I have
of...
To do it, and
wait,
I
thought your parents didn't want you to do Marines.
Well, they thought it would scare me out of it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And it was, like, middle of summer, junior year, senior year of high school. So it was, like, a good time of your life to be chilling.
Yeah. We had a lot of plans.
Yeah,
we had a lot of plans.
We were playing
were
a lot
really,
of Arma 3 at the
it
time.
Threw a lot in the wrench.
Rocket League was popping off. I mean,
oh,
I had big
man.
Shit going on.
Yeah, this happened to me right when, like, 2 weeks after Pokemon Go came out.
No way.
Yeah, so I only got like 2 weeks.
That's tragic.
Like,
cause that initial Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I mean, I was in it for like a little bit, and then like, but like, yeah, pretty much like at the peak is like when I ended up going out there.
Oh my and God. And that would have been a great area. That would have been a Safari Zone.
Yeah, no, I still have Pokemon that are like, I have Pokemon actually in my Pokemon Go app that are like, it shows like Arizona on like those dates like before. That like I had like
that's oh sick. Before you
before
put
like
in
I
the
lost
van.
My phone for like 3 months.
Oh my
yeah,
God,
it's so fuck, it's so fucking crazy.
So you're like wow. Those are like sort of like those are your brothers from that time.
Yeah, those are like the little Ponyta, yeah, yeah, I remember
Ponyta. That's a good one.
Yeah, Arizona Pokemon.
So
but yeah,
yeah,
I got kidnapped, dragged up there, did a 2 week Army ROTC prep course forcibly, and it sucks so bad.
Yeah,
I mean I was like proud of myself at the end.
Yeah, that was how
like,
I felt.
You accomplished it.
If anything, it but, probably emboldened you.
Yeah, the worst part, there was like, I don't know, 200 kids in this, and they were asked every single kid, like, what are you going to do? And every single kid was like, Norwich University, ROTC, Army officer. And I was like, I'm enlisting in the Marine Corps as soon as I turn 18.
What
I was
they,
the only
what was
one.
What was their response to that?
They were like, oh, like, why don't you want to come to school here? Because it's like a recruiting thing for the school, too.
Oh.
Because it's like their program.
Yeah, so they're just like they're like
I was
wait, we
I was
didn't
the
brainwash
weird...
you enough.
This episode of Take It Easy is also sponsored by our friends at Ridge.
Ted, I have a real problem and it's quite literally weighing me down.
What's going on, Tucker?
I have a massive wallet. It's basically a small purse at this point. And I've tried to escape it, but no matter how many wallets I have, the clutter keeps coming back.
You're just weighed down by the clutter. You're a clutter boy.
But now that I have my new Ridge wallet, those days are over.
That's right, Tucker, because Ridge wallets are ultra slim, effortlessly sleek, and surprisingly spacious, and it holds up to 12 cards plus cash, all without turning your pockets into a lumpy mess. It slips right into your front pocket and basically it just disappears.
And don't let the slim profile fool you.
Don't.
This thing is tough. Crafted from premium materials like titanium and carbon fiber, it's built to handle whatever life throws at it.
And it comes with built-in RFID blocking tech to keep your card info safe from digital pickpockets.
And Ridge Wallet is so confident in their quality, they offer a lifetime warranty. It's literally the last wallet you're ever going to have to buy.
Tucker, show them that Ridge wallet you got there. Show them
this
that Ridge wallet.
This is my brand new OD green. Ooh. Ridge wallet. Sleek, holds cards,
my
holds
goodness.
Cash. You'd Ooh. Never even know this was in your pocket. It's smaller than my phone. My old wow. wallet was like 2-3 inches thick.
No, it was thick. It was a problem. It was like
it was
it made
a problem.
Like...
I was sitting like this.
Listen up, easygoers. Right now, Ridge is having their huge Memorial Day sale.
Get up to 40% off at ridge.com/take it easy.
Just head to ridge.com/take it easy to see their biggest sale of the year.
And after you purchase, they're going to ask you, where do you hear about them?
Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Now, Ted, I think it's time to get back to the episode.
And we went to a school that was incredibly college pipeline.
Yeah, like a lot of like there was always at least one person going to Harvard.
Yeah,
or
yeah
like
we had a
MIT
lot of
IT or something like that.
I
it was like a selection of kids that were like the smart people. It was like its own clique.
Fuck those kids. Yeah,
yeah. There was there was some serious drama too, where if like if one person got into Harvard, but they I told you about this, they were like
yeah,
one person got into Harvard and like they didn't plan on going. There was like there would be drama around them not rejecting the offer, because then other people would be like, well, if you don't reject the offer, then
that
we might not, they might
like
not give another one to this school or something. Like there was like this perception of there only being a limited amount of ones going out to
wow.
each school or something.
You can imagine how
your
petty
class sounds insufferable.
Yeah. You can imagine how
I mean,
petty
yeah,
that
now,
looked.
I only heard about that through other people that were in that smart people zone.
I mean, mine
was I wasn't directly
you,
interacting.
You personally weren't in it.
I'm rocking. I was rocking a 2.8 GPA, maybe 2.6.
Mine was like that dynamic, but instead it was like, oh, like this person's a better Christian than you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My wife grew up in that kind of culture,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that.
Wow. Well, I was on the opposite end of the spectrum, where I was the only kid in our class of 500 that wasn't going to college. There might have been like one or two others. And the recruiters told me, you're the first kid out of that school system to go into this in 7 years. Which is like unheard of for the Marines. Like,
wait, you were the first kid to become a Marine,
like straight out of high school in our district in 7 years.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's but one. That's a cool thing for 4 years of being miserable. Following.
Well, and I still and I have my degree now, and I'm like
yeah, you got
normal.
Eventually.
And you so, like get to ride like on the plane early, right?
What?
Do you get to like go early on the plane?
No, no, not anymore.
Yeah, only when it was in.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that, I know, that's for a bummer. Active and retired.
That does suck.
Retired is like an official status.
Yeah.
Oh.
To be retired, you have to like have your leg blown off or have served 20 years.
Oh.
So people who do 20 years, they're like a lifer. They retire and they get a pension. But that's like an actual status, like on your ID.
Right.
It's like retired military. I'm just another veteran.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nothing special. I get free national parks for life now, though.
I think they're shutting those down, man.
That's weird because Trump was the one who gave us the pass last time.
Yeah, well.
Really?
Yeah, last presidency.
Well, yeah, now he wants to get rid of them. Now he wants to.
The world has changed.
Yeah.
We had a Joe Biden for 4 years.
Yeah, Joe Biden ruined everything.
He ruined it.
It just made Trump even more feral.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the
no,
loss.
It pissed him off so that. Oh, man.
Oh, it
he
broke
was hoping
him.
For, he was hoping for a 8-year sweep, and then now he's like. Now that he lost once, he's like, well, now I have to do
everything.
4 terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to make up for this.
Well, I don't
now.
Think he really, like, even, like, cares about, like, being, about doing things most of the time. He kind of just signs whatever's given to him by, like, the freaks around him. And,
yeah.
like, then, like, when he does care about something, it's like this past weekend where it's like he watches a TV movie and he's like, oh,
God.
We got to reopen out.
Yeah.
Cars.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's.
Wait, I saw that.
Yeah, that's.
You that's just watched a movie and he's like, we got to.
That's literally what happened.
Well, no,
so they found
Hassan,
out. Yeah.
Hassan was talking about that, right?
Yeah.
Wait,
on like,
I don't know anything.
On, like,
so
the public broadcasting
hilarious.
Station in Florida this past. In Palm Beach this past weekend, Saturday night, they were showing Escape from Alcatraz. And
yeah.
then literally an hour later, he tweets, like, we need to open Alcatraz and also tariffs on foreign films.
Yeah, I think he had already said that he had made the order. Like, I'm going to, like, or he's like, I am going to order Alcatraz to be rebuilt and
yeah.
operational. It's
so
a fucking museum.
Who connected the dots that was on, like, the cable?
It's got to be a Redditor.
And also, yeah. I love the fact that that's, like, what, Trump's in the hotel just, like, watching the cable news, like, TV.
Yeah, that's
he's
what
just like,
oh,
like,
yeah,
that.
I mean, he's, like,
that's all he cares about.
I mean,
about.
He, I guess
like
he's, like, 80.
He just
80.
Made Judge Jeanine the, like, district prosecutor in
I don't
DC.
Know Judge Jeanine.
She's the,
Is she, like, a Judge Judy type?
She's, like, the Fox News, like, lady that was, like, the host on the weekends.
She made a, she made a judiciary position?
Yeah.
that's
yeah.
terrible.
It's just chaos.
Oh my
so
it's just wild.
It's just chaos
it's
right
so,
now.
It's like... Oh my God! It's like a real life version of like just putting a bunch of cartoon characters as like the heads of the state.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's,
well, now that also means like the next if like Democrats win, they're gonna come in and have to change everybody out again.
Yeah,
it's like becoming a full changeover every time.
I think what's weird about the whole Trump thing always been for me is that. You know have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Mm-mm.
So it's like an older movie. Have you seen it, Emma? Idiocracy? It's basically a movie about a guy that, he gets cryogenically frozen like for 500 years.
Okay.
And he wakes up and the society has devolved where everyone has become really, really fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
To the point, like, where it's like people are trying to water their plants with Gatorade. Like,
well, hold on a second. That sounds like a good word.
and the president is the whole president in this cabinet is like, he's like a wrestling star. And he became the president. And he's like he's got like his official president.
Like the Rock.
Like
Trump
chain.
Was in WWE.
True. Yeah, well, that's yeah. where I'm like, and everyone in the cabinet are just like his friends, or like it's like, oh yeah, this is my cousin. Like he's the secretary of the fucking Secretary of State. It's just like, oh yeah, my cousin Billy. He's really good, or like
yep.
he's really good with numbers.
Yeah, like basically shit like that. And and it'll be like it'll like cut to the guy, and he's like, hi. it's
ridiculous. That's kind of what we're getting.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall,
Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It is where we're at.
The Rock is probably going to, like,
I could see him running for office.
He was thinking about it for a little bit.
Well, he'd be like an Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of type, you know?
He's trying for an Oscar now.
He is. Yeah. He is. Have you seen this?
No, what's going on?
What's the movie called?
He's in a, I don't know, but it's Benny Safdie that's directing
it. It's an A24 film.
Yeah. It's a, he's playing like a wrestler, I think. Yeah. Or somebody.
The Rock?
He's not playing The Rock. Somebody that was famous. I forget their name.
It was an MMA fighter.
He's also starring in a Scorsese movie.
Really?
We're talking about Dwayne Johnson now?
Yeah, no, we are. We're talking about, like, Dwayne Johnson.
Well, he's always been
contract.
He's never been, like, an actor.
Yeah, like, we have.
Oh, so he's, like, trying now.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Dwayne Johnson, I don't know if this is still the case, but he used to have a thing in his contracts for the movies that he was in where he could not be seen losing a fight.
Yeah. And that became an issue with Fast and Furious.
That's like a personal value of his?
I think it was a part of like a literal thing for his brand. Like he wanted to be viewed as this like action hero that never lost. He's always going to save the day kind of thing.
Well, he has like that. I've never loved him as an actor because he's got, I don't know, he's too much of like, he's The Rock. So he can't play.
I think that's sort of what he's
That's what he is. And that works for him. He makes a lot of money doing it, but he's always The Rock. He's never like another character.
I think it's gotten too ironic for him now.
Yeah, now
like,
he like
perception of him is that now.
Yeah,
like,
Black
oh,
Adam really did a damage to him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's probably what it was. Do you think
it was 100%?
Because that's where the no lose contract thing came from.
No, that came from Fast. Well, I've already been in there, but the issue was with Fast and Furious is that Vin Diesel also has the same stipulation.
Oh.
And so like they like wouldn't like their fights when they happened would be like weird and like there would be like,
official announcement. Rest in peace, the Fast and Furious Universal Studio Tour ride.
You ever been
on that?
I thought you were going to say Paul Walker. I was like, oh, Ted.
Ted just
woke up from mine. I was actually...
terrible news.
Have you been on that in Universal?
I have, yeah.
Which one is that?
I don't know. Did we ever go and take you on the studio tour?
I don't think we did, because you took me there a couple times, but I don't remember a Fast and Furious ride.
Yeah, it's a little out of the way. It's basically the studio tour where it's essentially just like a ride through a very specific part of Universal where there's several times where you get put in these chambers.
Yeah.
Where there's a sort of 360 degree screen that shows like an event thing. So the first one that you go in is the King Kong one. So they're showing like King Kong, and then there's like these sort of movable plates on the floor that give this sort of like 4D effect of like, oh my God, King Kong. And you know, it's cool. And then the second ride part of it that you go on is the Fast and Furious one. And the reason why this one is awesome is because you've got The Rock and you've got Vin Diesel. And Vin Diesel specifically in this ride was phenomenal.
He's great.
It was incredible. He is like, first of all, his acting in it is pristine. It seems like it is just a checkbox on his PR checklist that he needed to fulfill, where he comes out and he's just like, yeah, we got to catch these guys.
Yeah. It's the most like unenthusiastic I've seen him.
Yeah. And there's this one point where he is, there's this chase scene, this car chase scene that's happening. There's stuff exploding, all this stuff. It's like ridiculous. But the best part, the part that makes me laugh out loud every time, is all of a sudden out of nowhere coming down is Vin Diesel hanging from a helicopter, and he's like trying to talk to us or something. He's like, make sure you get the thing or whatever. And then at the end, as is important in every Universal ride, they're like, thanks for riding with us, and you know what, you can roll with us anytime.
Yeah,
so it makes you feel like
you're
like
part of the crew.
Yeah.
part of the guys.
It's my that's my favorite thing about Universal is that at the end of every ride.
So that it's really working for you.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's working for me because I'm like this. Never makes sense for the characters to say. Like at the end of the Harry Potter thing.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Dumbledore is like, thanks for joining us. They acknowledge us as Muggles.
That makes sense with Dumbledore. I will say Vin Diesel going like, "Oh, you can hang with the crew anytime." That is in character.
Yeah,
that is very like Dom. Okay, yeah, in Fast and Furious,
family.
Yeah, family. That's what it's all about.
But the Dumbledore though, he's like, "Thanks for coming to Hogwarts, Muggle. And if you ever want to visit again, feel free. Just stop. Like he's like, just stop on by." That's not how it works.
That one breaks the illusion.
Dumbledore wouldn't say that.
He's like, oh, yeah, come back anytime. It's like, this is a whole thing about, like, Muggles and the wizard
keep
world being
Hogwarts.
Separated. Yeah.
Keep Muggles out of my Hogwarts.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's crazy that, like, she just, like, made a slur.
She did. Yeah.
It even sounds like a slur.
It really does.
It's like an ugly word, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And the way they use it in the show or in the books and everything. Yeah. No, she loves that
they
shit.
They have Muggle and they have like what? Mud blood?
Yeah, mud.
Yeah. Mud.
That sounds like something blood. That sounds real.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's almost like
humans
it's
have
almost
used
like
that
she had
each other.
A, it's almost know, like it's, there were signs.
Yeah, it's almost like she was like ready to go.
Yeah.
Like she was ready to go early yeah. on.
She's
and she was
always
just,
been this
she
way.
She was just looking
we just
for
now
something.
Realized.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot.
She's like,
yeah.
She's like sitting in her office, click clacking away, making up slurs,
like inhaling mold from the walls.
Right? Yeah. Wait. Yeah. What was the I saw
wait,
something
she's moldy?
About that.
There's like a photo that like she posted or something, and like people like were saying that there was like mold in her house in the background. But I don't know if that was true or not. But it's funny to think about.
People think that she was inhaling black mold, which would I mean she's been. There was a period.
Magical
feel like she,
stuff, man.
I feel like
if you're like over 56, you've probably inhaled a little bit.
A little bit.
So
yeah.
We're clear, right?
For now,
I've been inhaling mold.
Where? It's dry here.
Outside.
You can kind of like inhale
outside
it like
on
in
the
doses.
Balcony.
Yeah, all your plants.
Yeah, so my plants are
if you do it in
mold.
Small doses, it's like a vaccine or like you're like building up
that's
like
true.
Long-term
that's where
immunity.
Penicillin comes from?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's
they
approved.
Didn't teach you this
approved.
In the
approved,
seals.
Yeah, it's stamped.
In the
oh, they didn't teach Tucker anything
Marines.
In the Marines.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
No,
they taught
dude,
him how
that
to
was a
they taught him how to drink and order Domino's and finish a 30 pack with one other guy.
Wow. Sounds like my ex. All right.
Hey, yeah. I think we should. Well, this. I mentioned this in a part of Take It Easy that got cut out forever. It's
uh-huh.
It's a lost episode.
Okay.
I think we should do an episode where we have a 30 pack between us and we try to finish it.
That's like, I would just get demolished. I'm not.
I would too. No, I'm not in shape to do that these days, but that'd be. It'd be a journey.
I know, but I just feel like I'd be.
You have to be in shape to like drink. Tons of beer.
Would the
you think how many beers could you put back right now?
I'm not. I can't down a ton of drinks. Well, actually, no. I can drink a good bit, but I can't like chug a drink. Like,
Well, no. I mean, it'd be over a couple hours.
Okay. I mean, it depends.
It just seems like
be a lot of bathroom breaks.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it seems just kind of miserable. And then I feel like we'd get so drunk into it that like the
we'd
whole
stop
work
giving
thing,
a fuck.
Like the whole yeah no the whole all of this. Would stop being as important to us.
Yeah, we'd knock something over.
Yeah, we'd be like, "Wait, why don't we just like hang out?" We'd start. We'd start justifying not doing the actual thing that we set out originally.
That's why you
got
to. You have to do it quick. You got. It's 2 hours. We're gonna get through the pack.
Right.
Oh, dude, that means I have to. That okay. That means that I have to do what? 18 beers.
15 times 2 is 30.
Oh, I thought we were doing a 36 pack for some reason.
No one said the number
no
36.
One said 36.
So earlier when I said 30 pack, I was like, but do they come in 36 packs?
There is a 36, but that's pretty elusive. You're not going to run into that at the
How did I know about that? Is that what I brought you?
No, I've only encountered 29? A 36 like a couple times.
So then how do
like
I know
schools?
About it? I
don't know, dude. You've never been a numbers guy.
I'm in...
I know, no insult, but you didn't take math senior year.
You didn't take math?
No, he opted out. Which
were you like already like advanced in math enough to like not need to take it or like?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well,
yes,
yeah,
I was.
Fair.
Yeah. No, I was. Yeah. I was so good with numbers that they were like, they were talking to me and they were like, okay, so you're doing all these calculations. And we've seen your calculations in the past. We've seen your homework and your cosine, your tangent, and all that. And
we've seen your cosine.
We've seen your
seen
cosine.
Them.
We've seen what you do with cosine. We love what you do with cosine. We love
we
what you do
just
with
just think you need to take a break from the cosine.
Well, I mean, really what it was is that we're like, we're afraid that if we put you in this next class that you're going to embarrass the teacher. because you're going to be raising your hand so often and correcting them on their things. And I was like, okay, I understand. And they're like, if you want to go outside of school and go take classes at MIT, you know, you could do that. And I was like, I'll see if I have time for that. So that's sort of the explanation.
That's where you left off. Yeah. I did take math senior year, and it was a mistake.
Yeah, that's always a mistake.
Yeah, it was.
That's another thing about our high school is that they actually did offer that, college classes.
Oh, yeah. My school had that.
Oh, okay.
Ours was not fucking around, though.
Well, I mean, they could have also not been fucking around.
Well, so my first year of college, I went to community college, and every kid there had taken college classes in their in their high schools, but these kids were, you know.
What are you saying? Just say it.
They were just dumb as fuck. And I was like, I know, like, everyone's like, oh, my high school is hard or whatever, but ours really was. It was intense.
I believe
it.
And so I think the kids taking college classes at our high school were like, he had his degree
we're just dropping names.
I'll bleep it. Maybe I won't.
He was smart.
Yeah,
Dude had his master's
at like 20.
Yeah, something like 21 or 22 or something like that.
And he was in our class.
What do you even do with that?
I don't know. He's
posted
probably
on Instagram.
He should be at the club.
No,
I think
probably,
he has a doctorate now.
He's probably plotting trajectories in space right now, I bet. He's probably building the next telescope.
Sitting crisscross applesauce twice over.
Well, yeah, he was like another thing. He was incredibly flexible.
He was a talent show.
What can he do?
I
don't know. I think he's married now too.
Wow.
God, and he's a catch.
Wow.
Yeah, he was pretty nice. He was a cool guy.
Yeah, no, I liked him.
Was he your first choice for co-host before Tucker?
It was. You know, I sent out some emails.
You think this is Ted's show?
I sent out some emails. You're right. No, he is my. No, that's a good point, Connor. That's a good point, Connor. He is my co-host. Yeah.
Me?
You're the host.
I'm the host.
Fuck.
Where do you think Take It Easy, the name, came from?
I made it up.
The song.
No, this is the name of my private Discord. Well, not anymore. I had to rename it because Ted was like, we're using this name now, so.
That's cool.
We
controversial.
You know, yeah.
It had
to
go.
I was going to take a name from something else that already exists.
Chuckle Sandwich.
Well, yeah, Chuckle Sandwich was the old name of
that
my
was our
high school improv group.
Oh.
Yeah, and it died when Ted left because he was the funniest guy there.
No. I think it was just like they weren't able to do like auditions a couple years later or something.
You're really
like
trying
that.
To come up with a reason as to why.
No, that's the real reason.
Why
that is.
He feels okay having stole the name.
Yeah.
Listen, it was such a good name.
It is a good name.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and that was the beginning of when I started getting into like performing comedy. I suppose comedy is somewhat performative, but so it was like sort of like a my beginnings kind of thing. So it was an homage. All right, guys, I'm not just a thief.
That's
I'm also
sick.
Honor.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That was awesome.
It was like you just did like a hard cut.
What?
That was like a hard cut.
Yeah.
Like, so we're going to change topics now. It ends with honor.
Yeah, it does
Ted
end with
honor. Started saying mud, blood, and stuff.
He would be one
to
swing that
like,
around.
I was going to say this earlier. J.K. Rowling.
The author of Harry Potter. The
author of Harry Potter and prominent Twitter user. goes in. If their behavior was sort of like a graph and, you know, on the y-axis was like the level of insane that they're being over time, it would be like this. It just like, she'll just like have a moment where she's just like, fuck all these fuckers, I wanna kill you all, and then she'll be quiet for a bit.
It's a very reactionary response.
Yeah, what do you think it is in life that pisses her off that bad? That
makes I don't know. She's like a billionaire.
I think it's literally just like, I mean, I think for any human, our brains are not built for the internet and social media and that kind of level of input.
Yeah.
And if you're in a stern, stubborn,
giving us a wise take, how dare you?
I mean, I think that it's just broken everybody.
Yeah, well balanced take.
It's broken literally the world, and like only now are we like really seeing like the beginning of the ramifications of that.
I think it really fucks up Gen Xers too the most. I think Gen Xers are the most fucked up by the
internet. How old are Gen Xers?
Our parents.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that Gen X, for some reason, they got a taste of Facebook. I saw this.
They get Grok. They have Grok now.
Yeah, they got Grok. Yeah. The amount of times I'll see when Grok made the post where they were like, some conservatives might not like what Grok is saying. And we were training Grok to be leaning conservative.
Grok was
but
like,
sometimes
yeah.
Grok will just tell the truth. And that's just kind of how it is. Like, this is the post that Grok did.
Yeah.
Where they were like, we tried to make Grok more conservative leaning, but it is going to try to choose the truth.
Wow. Wait. So why? I don't understand.
People are complaining about, like, saying that Grok, this is the AI that,
yeah,
that on
Twitter
was too, like, liberally biased.
He was
or
too
something.
Woke.
Yeah, it was too woke.
And so they tried to change. I feel like the whole
so, like,
point.
They asked
like,
Grok.
Probably from the inception.
They
of
asked Grok something, and the Grok like admitted, he's like, even though my handlers have coded me to try to appeal more to the right and be less woke, I am still trained at the end of the day to like deliver the truth.
Yeah. I feel like with an AI, you can't be trying to like manipulate the response.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean,
which that's going to be like the new thing is like manipulating the response.
Yeah.
It's like what companies do. Or what companies hide it better than others? Because they're all going to try to manipulate it.
Yeah, well, I mean, AI is probably going to be something that's... It's one of those things where whether we like it or not, it's going to be treated like in the same way Google is. It is going to remove the research process that was already sort of removed in Googling.
Yeah.
Like before
yeah.
that, it was like you had to like go to the library and flip through an encyclopedia.
It's like we just dropped into another level.
Like it used to be a thing where it would be like, don't just Google it. You're not going to find good. Or we would learn. We would have classes in school where they'd be like, here's how to properly Google, get citations, shit like that.
They're still, as someone who recently graduated undergrad, they're still teaching that every single year.
They don't know what to do. They,
I mean, which, because I think kids are just still, like, are getting either worse or not.
There was a bunch of stuff this past week about, like, how many college kids have, like, just done everything with, like, AI the past few years and, like, gotten by.
I graduated last year, and it was already getting really bad.
Yeah.
It was getting pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, too, where at the end of... I feel like every year I get older... And seeing what's going on, and like for people who are still in school, the more I'm glad that I'm not in school anymore. Like COVID happened.
Yeah.
And that was right at the tail end of when I was in school. Like I was just getting out, but like there were people who had to like high schoolers that were dealing with COVID. That seems miserable as fuck. Having to do online classes in COVID.
In high school.
I would have been
running DPs tabbed out.
Yeah.
In that,
so contextually, that's
three.
We used to play this game in Arma Altis Life. It was like a
role-playing. Yeah.
Did you ever play that?
I remember watching streamers play on that.
Yeah, so we were obsessed with it.
And we would do... Our biggest hustle was the like legally just delivering packages across the island.
Yeah.
So we would just drive.
We had a very 2010s coded clan, which was the DAF, which was the Dudes Against Fedoras.
Oh yeah, and because the fedora was like
a
default item in the game,
so we would go around, and we didn't really often have guns. Like we were sort of like failures in terms of like the economic prosperity of the game. But we would go around and sort of like bully people into taking their fedora off. Just that,
right?
Sometimes we get shot.
Sometimes we die for it.
That's how it goes.
And then sometimes we'd like. Tucker, one time, I think, or one of us got entirely kidnapped for this.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we got into some deep shit back in the day.
Yeah. No, it was intense.
But that's what I would have been doing if I had to take Zoom classes in high school.
Running DPs.
I would have been running DPs, which was just delivering mail in the game.
Yeah.
Huh.
And the map's like real size.
You get money for it. It was like one of the legal things that you could do. Because you could like, you could run drugs. You could go grow marijuana and do marijuana runs in a hemp.
But the overhead for that was just ridiculous.
It was tough. It was tough. Or you could poach turtles, I think was
the
also
the overhead on that was insane. Poach turtles. Yeah. You were making no money because you were putting it all into the equipment.
Yeah.
It was like... It was like being like a lobster fisherman these days. It's like, God, this is consuming my life, and I'm hardly making a buck.
I know. It was like we basically had jobs.
Yeah, we were working a second job.
And we would do – and that was our fun. It was weird. It was weird.
It was a delight.
We would commute.
It was a blissful time.
It was because of the concept of being able to get more done later. Like, oh, maybe someday we'll be able to afford a machine gun.
Yeah, and then we can like – die immediately and lose a gunfight and lose
or get
it forever.
Arrested and lose and then take it
so much more
us.
Fun than like real life and like real economics and like real work and
that's where
real
you lose
guns
me.
Real guns, real robbing banks, real robbing people.
I'm hoping that one day I hope GTA 6 has like a built-in vanilla like RP server you can do
that the RP servers are gonna go crazy. Are you looking forward to that?
I think they might do something like that.
Because that's really big, is GTA 5 RP.
What's that one server that everyone uses called?
NoPixel.
Are you on that?
Yeah.
I
haven't done it since like early last year.
What was your guy?
My guy was named Cameron Francisco, and he was just pretty much me, but in the game, like just kind of like awkward. But his lore was that he just moved to town, and he was like fired as like Tina Kitten's like video editor. And that was his entire, like, lore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think when GTA 6... Oh, well...
Cameron Francisco?
Yeah.
That's a really funny name.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
I like that a lot. Thank Cameron you. Francisco. It sounds like something that would be, like, an actor or something that has, like, a secret. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Am I just speaking to the void here?
You know, the thing that makes or breaks an RP server is having obviously like active mods who can enforce the roleplay rules, but having people who desperately want to be police officers.
Yeah.
If you don't, you need those people who are
and
like,
those people are definitely on that RP server.
Yeah, they're super into it. They're oftentimes pretty annoying.
Yeah, but that makes
it's like a real cop.
Yeah, it's like you're getting pulled over by a real cop you're getting pulled over by the cop. You know?
Arguably just as bad because like it's like, bro, you're on a computer, bro. Like, what's the deal? You're not even paid for this.
Hey, that's not RP.
Bro. I honestly think that, like, that sort of thing. And honestly, if they make one of the servers when GTA 6 comes out, I feel like
Rockstar bought one of the big companies that made the RP. So they're going to do something like that.
It's going to start out only on console, though. Which is...
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. They always do that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why is it? They're like the only company that does that.
It's probably PlayStation and Xbox pay for that. They're probably like, hey, give us $1 billion each and we'll not launch on PC. Think of how many PS5s are going to sell.
What do you think, Connor?
I think it's... I don't know if it's necessarily that as much as it's like they get like a double dip in sales.
I'm buying it twice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then also
like...
The majority of like the player base and like the public perception of like the game is going to be from console players, and so when they optimize it for those things first and want to make sure they make a game for that, then they can care about everything else later.
I remember when we would get pulled over in GTA, like, or not in GTA, in Arma, having a police officer that was like reading you like your fucking rights. It was like he'd be like, you hear him like talking on the radio on something like you couldn't hear the other end of, like,
oh,
it was
dude,
that
I feel
made
like
it
you'd
though.
Be good. At interacting with police officers.
You'd
be a menace.
You are like,
on that.
You would know your rights.
I'll tell you something about you, Connor. Do you mind if I do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're very adept at, like, doing, like, a little bit of trolling. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit.
But, like, it's, like, I'll listen to you talk when you do, like, the Fortnite Friday stuff, and it's, like, you're very smooth with it. It's, like, it's very impressive where you know, the way that you introduce topics and stuff like that. And so I feel like in a game like that.
When I did my GTRP streams earlier last year, I had like a pretty funny stream where like I got arrested and like I tried to like say the cop was being bad to me and like he's going to see me in court.
Yeah.
And like they got really annoyed because like there is a situation in the server where like if you contest being arrested, then you do have to go to court. But like obviously like he had good reason to like arrest me. But like I'm being really difficult about it and like he's like really trying to just like be a good cop. and I'm just like screaming.
So you're like one of the like auditors.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just like, I was just being a bother, being That's difficult. So
funny. Our server had a real jail. And like if you'd have to sit in it. Like your character, you'd have to be in the prison for a certain amount
That's
of time.
That's what it's like on the GTA servers.
Yeah. And you could contest stuff like.
There was a forum and everything.
If you wanted to be a police officer, you had to apply. You had to do an interview.
We were so into it that I became a medic at a certain point. You can apply to be a medic, too. Because, like, if you get shot, I don't know if this is how it works in the GTA
Probably.
Thing, but if you get shot, then you're, like, kind of knocked out.
Incapacitated.
And you have to be in, like, an ambulance.
Like pick you up.
They're, like, non-RP players.
It's like you've got, like, a 10-minute timer until you die.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Is it really? Oh, wow. So it's, like, pretty much like Alta's
I imagine.
Life.
Yeah, I would imagine that like it iterated on that.
That's so interesting.
It's always looked like pretty alluring to me.
Yeah,
you guys are probably like if you like that so much. Like, I mean, it really did just kind of.
You could do a character too. Yeah.
What we don't know is
you
like,
love a character.
Did we like it because we were teenagers, or did we like it because we really like it?
Well, people are super into it these days. Like, I mean, people do like it's a whole entire subsection of like Twitch and like.
Internet. I'm hoping it blows up on GTA 6 because I want to get into it on the
I'm
new
sure
stuff.
It will.
Oh, man. Maybe I could just like make some character. I could be a character like Johnny Stretch.
Johnny Stretch.
Yeah, because I stretch the truth. I'm a liar.
Oh, wow.
Johnny Stretch.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm not locked in on that, but we'll put a pin in that.
That could be a good gaming episode.
Johnny Stretch?
Well, no.
Oh,
like,
oh, I see.
Like Jesse
Waters. So on our Patreon, we have a gaming episode thing where we'll do like a recording for
like a
couple
weekly.
Hours.
Wait, you should play Jesse Waters in a biopic. Not because you necessarily look like him, but like if you squint a little bit, it's kind of like how Sebastian Stan doesn't look like Donald Trump, but like he played him well in the movie.
Right.
Look, have you seen? You know who Jesse Waters is? Look him up.
Jesse Waters.
You're like. He replaced Tucker Carlson on Fox.
Jesse. Oh, wait.
He's like the guy that's like comically evil.
Wait, Connor. Come on, man.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
I feel like I got more lips than him.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got more lips.
No, I'm serious. He's rocking a couple of straight lines.
No, you need a newer photo.
You have big lips.
You need a newer photo.
I do?
Yeah, they're plump.
Oh, thank you. I need a newer photo. Okay. Newest photo. That's Wikipedia?
Yeah, he's shiny. He's always smiling. He has like this grin that's like, oh, I'm evil.
It's the hair, dude. It's the hair. I've got the Jesse Waters.
He's got your hair.
He's kind of awesome, though, because like you can tell he just does not, he doesn't care. And I don't even know, I don't think he believes in anything. Because like, he'll just be on the air and he'll be like, why do we need poor people? Like, why are they here?
Like, he doesn't even really have, like, an argument to make.
Yeah, like, someone's, like, making an actual argument talking about the economics, and he's like, okay.
Like, yeah, it sounds I like guess my dad. If you want to be a liberal.
It's kind of like, awesome.
He just gyms the camera every time, and then, like, that person sitting there casual almost like, fuck yeah, brother.
Yeah, so he's interesting. I don't know. I don't know why that came to my brain, but.
You know, and I'll tell you what, nothing will ever beat the classic. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, the
that was my dad's
spin zone.
That was my dad's bread and butter. My dad used to watch Bill O'Reilly in back in the day, and it was like when I was a kid, I just perceived it. I was like, my dad's watching that mean man again.
Yeah, the mean guy on the TV.
That is how it felt.
Yeah, you know, it'd be like, and why is that guy so angry? Because that was like not. He was like a real on the news. Like the news is supposed to be truth.
The news is real.
How is it angry?
My grandfather was really into Bill O'Reilly. And like I remember like before he died, he was like Bill O'Reilly was like on tour. Not Bill O'Reilly didn't die, but before my grandfather died, Bill O'Reilly was on tour or something. And like my grandfather was like, ah, Connor and my little brother, like, I got to take you to this. Like Bill O'Reilly's a great guy. He's a great speaker. We got to listen. And I was like, granddad, like, do you like listen to like the news? And he's like, well, like Bill O'Reilly,
yeah,
I guess
Bill,
this is
Bill O'Reilly.
And I was
is,
like, I showed him, it was like in the midst of like his like sexual like harassment, like situation.
Right. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
That
and my
was
grandfather was like, oh, wow. Like, that's probably not real. I was like, yeah.
Dude, your grandfather invented fake news.
Yeah. Well, it was fake. That's how they get them, you know?
Yeah. That's how they get
when
them.
When you start speaking the truth too much on primetime television with the highest rated program on TV.
Yeah. My God.
Well,
Should we So, well, this is the end of the main episode of the Take It Easy, but we're going to keep chatting for some more time on the Take It Easy Patreon, our first Take It Easy Patreon bonus with a guest.
That's right.
Connor's going to be joining us over there, so if you want to subscribe to that, it's a good way to support the podcast. But Connor, do you have anything going on that you'd like to send out there, promote to the people of the world?
I'm always streaming. Well, I'm not always streaming, but I should be always streaming at my Twitch channel. I stream on YouTube, my YouTube channel too, Connor Spence Live. I'm bringing back my main channel soon with like packaged episodes of like Fortnite Friday and stuff.
Fuck yeah.
So, you know, stay tuned, just subscribe to me and stuff. And, you know, I need money, so.
He needs money, folks.
I really do. They're raising my rent.
Are they really?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Well, go subscribe to Connor.
Go subscribe.
And we'll see you in the next episode, and we'll see you on the Patreon. Bye.